The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 4. Why does God allow suffering? Points to ponder. These questions are intended as a study aid to spur further thought on the concepts discussed in this lesson and to help you apply them on a personal level. We suggest you take the time to write your answers to these questions and compare them to the scriptures given. Please feel free to write us with any comments, questions, or suggestions about the course or this lesson. Does God force us to conform to His will? Or does He allow us to make our own decisions as to whether we will follow His ways? Consider Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Does freedom of choice allow for good and evil outcomes? Consider Romans chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, and Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. Wrong choices bring sorrow. What is the result of following the lead of the Spirit of God and making right choices? Consider Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Our innermost character is important to God. What power does He offer us to enable us to follow His ways and have character like His? Consider Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. Christ suffered so we can be justified and reconciled to God. What do Christians need to learn from Jesus' sufferings? Consider 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 21, and Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. Who is behind much of mankind's suffering? Consider 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, and 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Throughout history, God's followers have suffered for their faithfulness. What can we learn from their examples? Consider James chapter 5, verse 10, and Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 20. How do our daily sufferings compare with the future that awaits us if we are among the faithful of God? Consider Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Are we told to avoid certain activities and thus avoid bringing on ourselves unnecessary suffering? Consider 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15, and Proverbs chapter 1, verses 29 through 32. God provides help and comfort for sufferers. What is the ultimate comfort and assistance provided by Christ's sacrifice? Consider Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, and John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. What is the permanent reward for those who suffer for righteousness' sake? Consider Romans chapter 8, verse 17, and 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12.
Thanks for listening to Points to Ponder. This concludes Bible Study Course Lesson 4, Why Does God Allow Suffering? To find other resources online, please visit ucg.org.